This is JIS News. Coming up, Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency announces new date for passport fee increase, public trust in police has grown, and Forestry Department steps up enforcement efforts. The news in detail after this message.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, says the recently announced increase in passport fees will take effect on Monday, June 1, instead of Tuesday, May 26. Chief Executive Officer of the agency, Jennifer McDonald, says the decision to delay implementation of the fee increase follows the overwhelming number of persons applying for passports within the last few days.
When we saw the increase in numbers, what we decided to do was extend it to meet after the new fees. We're just trying to meet the needs because we recognize there's a great need there and we're giving people more time.
PICA has also announced that effective Tuesday, May 26 through to Friday, May 29, the agency will accept and process passport applications at the National Indoor Sports Center starting at 6 a.m. daily. Executive Director of the National Integrity Action, Professor Trevor Monroe, says the public's trust in the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, has grown in the last 9 years and is now at its highest level. Professor Monroe says this is based on data from the Latin American Public Opinion Project, LAPOP, noting that the gains are a result of efforts made by members of the JCF to improve their relationship with citizens. According to LAPOP, the element of bribery and victimization in Jamaica was significantly low in 2014.
By 2014, in the publication which is about to be launched on June 10, that has gone down to 12%, one-third of what it was before, and well below, in fact, half of what the global average is, which is 27% of people globally admit to taking or paying a bribe.
Executive Director of the National Integrity Action, Professor Trevor Monroe. LAPOP functions as a consortium of academic and non-governmental institutions and individuals across the Americas. The Forestry Department has stepped up its enforcement effort in response to the recent fires in East Rural St. Andrew, which impacted just over 360 hectares. Principal Director of Forest Operations at the Forestry Department, Keith Porter, warned that anyone found to be responsible for the fires will be dealt with to the full extent of the law. Speaking with JIS News on Thursday, Mr. Porter pointed out that as a result of the fires, there is likely to be a reduction in the fertility of the soil resulting from the loss of nutrients. This, he says, will hinder future attempts to establish forest cover in the area.
Once we have any heavy showers, then the rains will come directly now on the soil where the surface has been loosened up. And so we are expecting to see some amount of erosion, possibly landslides. And certainly as that water cascades down the hillsides, down the mountains, will end up in streams and will affect the quality of the water.
The Forestry Department will continue its assessment to determine the actual damage to trees within the reserve to determine how much of the area needs to be replanted. And over 100 residents of Clifton in St. Catherine are now proud landowners. This after Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller on Wednesday presented the residents with certificates of possession for land which they have occupied for several years. Clifton is one of 30 communities across five parishes where tenure is being regularized under the Sugar Company of Jamaica Holdings SCJ Community Regularization and Development Program. The parishes are Westmoreland, St. Thomas, Trelawney, St. Catherine and Clarendon. By year end, a total of 400 families are slated to benefit under the program, which enables former sugar workers residing on lands owned by SCJH to become legitimate property owners.
We are empowering our people as registered landowners, owners of assets with which they can improve their lives.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the program being undertaken through various agencies is aimed at building communities for national development. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Yubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.